Okay, we're starting Maseches Shabbos, Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah starts off, Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. So when it comes to people bringing things from one area to the other, from Rosh Rabban to Rosh Yochanan on Shabbos, there are two cases that are technically four, going to the inside of the house. And there are two cases that are technically four, going to the outside of the house. Now let's explain. Ketzad, how could that possibly be? We say, Ani Ome Bechutz, Balabai is Bifnim. The Ani, the poor man, is standing in the Rosh Rabban. The Balabai, the owner of the house, is standing inside of Rosh Yochid. Pasha Ani Es Yadu Lefim, Inasan Lasoch Yadu Shal Balabai. If the Ani takes a receipt in his hands, and puts it inside the house, and puts it into the hands of the Balabayas. So there's two things going on here. There's Akira, uprooting it from one area to another, that's what the Ani did, and Hanacha, he placed it into the hands of the Balabayas. Oshanatol Mitocha, or he took from the hands of the Balabayas, Ohotzi, and he brought it out. Both of them are done by the Ani. He took money out of the man's hands and brought it out. Ha'ani Chayiv, Balabayas Potter. In both cases, the Ani is Chayiv and the Balabayas is Potter. So those are two cases. One is going inside, and one is going outside, with the Ani is Chayiv and the Balabayas is Potter. Pasha Balabayas is Yadu Lachut, V'nasan Losoch Yadu Shalani. Let's say the Balabayas stretches his hands out with the coin in it toward the Rosh Hasharabim, and he puts it into the hands of the Ani. Oshan Alto Mitocha V'ichnis. Or he took the receipt from the Ani and brought it in. Balabayas Chayiv, Ani Potter. Well, in both cases, the Balabayas is Chayiv. One of them is toward the outside, and one of them is to the inside. But Ani Potter, the Ani's Potter in both cases. Okay, and these Potters over here is that they're Mutter. In other words, they didn't do anything wrong at all. But those are four cases. Pasha Ani as Yadu Lefnim, Benato Balabayas Mitocha. If the Ani stretches his hand inside the house, and the Balabayas, and Nato Balabayas Mitocha, and the Balabayas takes the receipt from his hand, Oshin Nasan Lesocha, or he put it into his hand, Vehotzi, and the Ani brought it out, Shneim Peturin. Well, they're both Potter, because one did the Akira, one did the Anacha. Pasha Balabayas is Yadol Achutz, Venato Ani Mitocha. If the Balabayas stretched his hand outside, in other words, to give the money to him, and the Ani took it, took the money from the Balabayas, Oshanasan Socha, or he put it inside, Behichnis, right? In other words, the Ani gave the receipt to the Balabayas, and the Balabayas brought it in, Shneim Peturim. Both of them are Potter. In these cases, the Potter means that they're Potter Avalasar. And those cases are also technically, there are two cases that technically could be stretched into four cases if you count the Balabayas and the Ani itself. Tanhausen, we learn over there in a Mishnah. Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba. When it comes to oaths, there's also two oaths that are technically four. And we're going to talk about these. There's Shvua Shel Bitoy, where a guy swore, Lahara Lahativ, says Rashi, either to do something negative or to do something positive. There are technically two cases to be Chayiv, a Korban Olavi Yored for them. We learned that out from the Pasuk over there, right? But really, they can turn into four cases. There are other cases that we include with that case. Both are future tense and past tense, meaning I will or I already did. Yedios Atuma on Bezum of Bez, Yedios Atuma Shayim Shein Arba. When we talk about knowledge of Tuma and different types of Tuma, there's also two cases that are technically four cases. And whether or not we're eating Kodesh or going into the Beis HaMikdash, which will be explained. Maros Negayim Shayim Shein Arba. So too, there are different types of Saras, which are two, which are technically four. And Yitzios Shabbos, when it comes to going out and going in on Shabbos, there's two, which are technically four. So Mishnah Hagaratani Beishen, Dalu Bifnim Beishen, Her Bechutz. Why over here does it say two that are four inside and two that are four outside? Technically, there are four, which are eight. Mishnah Hagaratani Shtayim Shein Arba V'Sulo, and over there we only mention two, which are four, and we don't go into all those. So we say, Hagarat Iker Shabbos Hutani Avos Vatani Toldos. Over here, where we're mamish talking about Shabbos, we mention two, which are four inside, two, which are four outside, inside, and we mentioned that. Therefore, we mentioned the avos, and we mentioned the toladois, right? The things that come from the prototypes. Hasam, over there, where we're just mentioning the lavikar Shabbos, is not really talking about Shabbos, just adding another case, which are two, which are four. Avos tani, we'll only mention two, which are four. Tani's toldos lotani, the extra two, which are four, we're not going to mention whatsoever. So we say avos mainihu. Wait a second, what are the avos in this case? When we say there are avos by Shabbos and toladois when it comes to this, what are we talking about? Yitzios, bringing them outside. So yitzios treyavion, right? So we say, wait a second, the yitzios are only two? Bechitem, mehen lechiv, mehen leptur, maybe there's two that are chayiv and two that are pater, but dumin maros negayim kazayi. But you got to compare it to the other cases over there. For example, maros negayim. Maros and kul lechiyuva, by maros negayim, the two which are four are all lechiyuv. They're different shades of white. They're all lechiyuv. Av hachanami kul lechiyuva, so too, the four cases technically should be all those that are chayiv. So Elo Rapapa. So Rapapa says, okay, Hachad Iker Shabbos Hu Tani Chiyuvi Paturi. Since over here we're talking about Iker Shabbos, therefore we wrote all the things that you're Chayiv for and all the things that you're Pater for, but Pater Avalasir. Hasan Lav Iker Shabbos Hu Chiyuvi Tani. We only wrote the things that you're Chayiv for. Paturi Lo Tani, we're not going to mention the things that you're Pater for. So we say, Chiyuvim Ainihu. What Chiyuvim are there exactly? So Yitzios, going outside, right? Bringing something outside of the Rosh Hashanah, but Yitzios Tarti Habyam. But that's only two cases, right? Where the Balabayas puts his hand outside, he does the Akira Nanach, or the Ani puts Yakira Vanacha, and he takes it from the Balabayas' hand and bring it outside. We say, Shtaim Dotzah, Shtaim Dachnas. Well, there's four cases of Chiyuv if you count the cases going inside, the cases going out, and the cases going in. There's two going out, two going in. By Yitzios Ketani, says the Gemara, but we're talking about Yitzios, things that are going out. You can't say that. So Amar Vashi, Tana Achnasa Nami Otsa Karila. The Tana calls Achnasa the same thing as Otsa. They're equal to one another. Says Gemara Mimai, how do you know that? Meaning now we learn in a Mishnah Motzim Rishos Loshos Chayiv. If somebody brings an object out from one Rishos to the other, he's going to be Chayiv. Milo Askin to Kamayim Rishos Rabin Rishos Yachon Karila Otsa. It could be including a case where you're bringing something from the Rishos Rabin to the Rishos Yachon and we're calling it Otsa. Even though it's technically Achnasa, we still call it Otsa. That's a Motzim Rishos Loshos. So Achnasa is also called Otsa, and therefore there are four cases of Chiyuv in that mission over there, two of Hotza, two of Achnasa, and four other cases of Petur, two of Achnasa, two of Hotza. V'time am I? What's the reason why we call Achnasa a Hotza? Bringing it inside the Rosh Hashanah is also called Hotza. Kol Akiras Chayiv Zmin Komotan Hotza Karila. Anything that is taking an object from its normal place of where it is called Hotza by the Tana. And therefore, whether it's Achnasa or Hotza, it's the same thing. Says the Gemara, Ravina, Masnis Namideka, that even is Medayik in our Mishnah, says the Ravina. Tukhtani Yitzios, the Kamafarish Achnasa la Alter. Because look, we talk about Yitzios Shabbos, which is the very beginning of our parak over here, and the first case that we give is a case of Achnasa, where the Balabais is bringing something inside. Shmamina, that's the case over here. Rava Amar? Rava says, Rishuyas Katani, Rishuyas Shabbos Shnayim. It's not Yitzios, it's really Rishuyas, it's areas. And Rishuyas of Shabbos, there are two. There's Yitzia and there's Achnasa. Okay, says two dots. Amale Ramasa and Labai, Hotim Nihavin, Tartis Rehavin. Ramasa says to Abai, wait a second, there's technically not eight cases. There are 12 cases if you're counting all the people involved. As I said before, there's the other guy who's Pater of a Lasser. So technically there's 12 cases, Velitaimech. But if you really look at it, Shitz Rehavin, there's really 16. Because even though he's Pateru Mutter in the first case, right? The guy who had the Ani, who had the Balabais put his hand out and put the food, the whatever it is into his hand, he might be Chayiv. The Ani is Pateru, he's Pateru Mutter, but technically he is a case, so there's 16. And technically it would be four cases of Chayiv, eight cases of Patur, and four cases of Mutter. Amalei, hello Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Vishma, above it, a ratio of Pater and Mutter Lakatani. Okay, I understand why there's not 16, because we're not going to count the cases of Pater and Mutter. Above it, a Seifa, a Pater Avalasar, Kasha, right? But if you're going to count the case of the Seifa, where it's Pater Avalasar, then we have a real Kasha. What in the world are we going to do over here? There's technically 12 cases, not 8 over here. So we say, Mika Bakuli Shabbos Pater and Mutter. Are there such things in Shabbos, things that are Pater and Mutter? So we're going to stop right there and Gimel and Aleph.